only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming. Lose it, prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you
happy hump day, everybody. This is the Colleen and Bradley
got it
show.
Right. Yay! Remember last hump day?
Oh, not that.
It was-
no! Sorry, my air horn disappeared.
Oh, no! MyTalk 1071.
Okay.
Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, nothing air horn. So, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Before we get to the big story, I also have to say that I've been having problems with my other computer that we use over here. We delightfully call it Zeta. So it has no, I can't, it doesn't work. So anyway, I can't see anything heads up. So I can't give you air horn love, Holly. Oh,
hold on. Hold on.
We need to find the air horn. I'm not doing anything. Thank you.
Yes.
It's like I know how to work it.
She knows how to work it.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Because you're worth it.
I'm going to come over to Bradley's studio and I'm going to look at his Zeta.
It's the keyboard.
Okay, Bradley,
for some
get your Zeta ready for Holly to take a peek at it. We will go forward with our show.
Yes,
which
queen.
Includes this conversation with the love triangle. Is it a love triangle of Tristan, Sydney, and Chloe?
Actually, I don't. It's drama, and there's drama in Kardashianville, and that drama revolves specifically around the beloved of one Khloe Kardashian, and his name is Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson, previously known as the man who cheated on Khloe Kardashian, but she kept him and threw her bestie to the curb as a result.
Her sister's bestie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Her sister's bestie. Mm-hmm. To the curb, because we know that in Kardashianville, all women eventually will run afoul of a Kardashian Jenner and then will lose their place. Anyway, that's how it works. Okay.
It's true.
So we had these allegations last week. I think it was towards the end of the week before, actually. We learned that her name is
Sydney
Chase. I keep wanting to say Chase something, mm-hmm. but it's Sydney Chase. Sydney Chase alleged that she had an affair with Tristan Thompson recently.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, roughly?
Like
this,
recently
in this
enough.
Last year,
yeah,
this
recently
last year.
Enough that he was with Chloe.
Yeah. And everybody was like, ooh, because she was very explicit. I mean, she talked about his stuff, if you know what
his
I mean.
His junk.
His wiener.
Okay, wow. We just got real specific.
Yeah. Well, she said peekaboo wiener.
That's true.
She talked about it on a podcast and then doubled down on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, she's tripling down just at the moment that Tristan himself has come forth through an attorney and said, cease and desist, you liar.
So this is of interest because so far, neither Tristan nor Chloe have talked about this.
Yeah.
They have been silent.
Silent. Mum.
But now they've broken their silence.
Yes. Well, Tristan has broken his silence and technically through a lawyer, so not really even him. But we'll get to that in a moment. I just wanted to say, we speculated yesterday, thought about the fact, talked about that, you know, the Kardashians are not going to comment on this because they didn't bring this story up. This is not an approved Kardashian storyline or narrative that's allowed at this moment because everybody's focused on Kim divorcing Kanye mm-hmm. on the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So they ain't got time for this upstart model who wants to throw a wrench in things. So Tristan,
I just was going to say again also too that you also have to keep in mind the space-time continuum of the Kardashians, which does not allow for surprise peekaboo moments. Or wieners.
You can't have peekaboo wieners when they're not on the docket.
It's true, because they can't be nimble in real time. They have to focus on the space-time continuum. That means that Kim is having marital issues on the show, even though it's already happened.
If it's a Kardashian-Jenner story, you can only rock it when it's on the docket.
Okay.
Oh, it's self-amused. Like... Peekaboo Wiener is the sports almanac
mm-hmm.
yes.
of their space-time continuum.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So true. Thank
it's probably
you,
probably going to be a colder winter than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Like an almanac.
That's,
anyway,
Tristan Thompson. Holly was talking sports almanac. You were talking farmers.
Ben Franklin.
And I was talking Back to the Future, too.
Tristan Thompson.
Yep.
Yeah, because remember, he goes back in time, or goes forward in time with the almanac.
With the sports almanac.
Tristan Thompson... has hired a legal eagle. And you know this guy. His name is Marty Singer.
Ooh.
Marty Singer has provided multiple smackdowns from all sorts of nefarious characters in Hollywood, and they're all escaping me at the moment. But Marty Singer...
He was definitely involved with John Travolta. Yeah.
So he's one of those people that, like, when you have stories publicly about you that you need to swat away,
yep,
you hire Marty Singer. And that's exactly what has happened. So... Through his attorney, he is now shooting down these allegations in a letter that was somehow obtained by TMZ, you guys. Put a pin in that.
AKA delivered directly to them. Go on.
Take the pin out. That's it.
Sorry.
No, thank you. In the letter obtained by TMZ, Singer calls Chase's allegations, that's Sydney Chase, the model who says she slept with Tristan, quote, malicious, defamatory fabrications. Mr. Thompson had no relationship with you whatsoever, and he never sent you any such texts. We'll get to those texts in a moment. Singer goes on to accuse her of making up quotes from Tristan, having no proof of her peekaboo wiener experience, and blasts her by saying, as TMZ says, quote, it is obvious that you are a liar. And they say that if she doesn't stop defaming Tristan Thompson in the media, you do so at your peril, and you may find yourself in court attempting to defend your indefensible conduct. Now, she says to that, fat chance, Grandpa, I got receipts.
Ooh.
So what's interesting about that is, like, when Marty Singer, if Marty Singer sent me a letter and told me to shut up, I would shut up.
Right? I'd be like, okay, bye.
Unless...
I had receipts.
Thank you. So, yesterday then, after that story came out, TMZ did a few updates. So, and again, you listeners, dear listeners, you can read through the lines. Sources close to the situation tell TMZ Tristan and his team are also suspicious of Chase's motives because she's reportedly been shopping a reality TV deal.
Oh, so now they're on high alert because of Blac Chyna.
Dun, dun, dun. Blac Chyna syndrome.
Mm.
Yeah, Blac Chyna syndrome. Do you want to explain to the listeners what that is?
Well, Blac Chyna beat the Kardashians at their own game, or at least is proving to be a formidable opponent.
Component. Companion opponent.
Opponent, because Blac Chyna married Rob Kardashian, mm-hmm. had a baby with Rob Kardashian, had a reality show with Rob Kardashian, and then broke up with Rob Kardashian, and then the show got canceled, and she is suing Kardashians for damages.
Yeah, so she, you know, she played them at their own game, essentially.
Exactly.
That's what I would say Blac Chyna syndrome, if it's anything, it's let this woman show you how to play them at their own game.
And they're realizing that other people, like, are on to them and their shady, you know, shady behaviors.
So then Sydney responded to Tristan's Ooh. Legal threat saying, you guys, I've not received a cease and desist letter. Because remember, how do we know the cease and desist letter was sent?
Because TMZ, because
Marty's saying Singer. Through TMZ that he sent it.
Exactly.
But Chase's, Madison, no.
Nope, Sydney Chase.
Why can't I do her name?
I don't know. It's fine. I'm here for you.
Sydney.
Don't bother yourself with that detail. Says, I've got it covered.
Let this be, she adds, quote, let this be a lesson to not let anyone, no matter the money or fame they have, to shut you down or tarnish your name. So she's like, let this be a lesson to all y'all that don't let the machine try to shut you down. Then, of course, Tristan's camp can't leave that unresponded, right?
Of course, right.
And so follows up with, through TMZ, despite Sydney's claim that she didn't receive legal notice sent by Tristan's team, a source connected to the situation showed us, TMZ, evidence that an email was sent on Friday to an account that Tristan's legal team believed was used by Chase.
What does that even mean?
I mean, that is so, that, like, that what that says is Marty Singer got a check and did some crappy work mm-hmm. as a result, allegedly, supposedly. Meaning, they thought they sent her this email and she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So, like, they couldn't even execute the
cease and they couldn't even cease and desist right.
Exactly. So now, just double back. I want to hear what you think about this. I have to say, a legal threat. Like, they are, here's what we know. They published a legal threat to her,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a PR move.
Right.
That does not mean that they actually plan on suing her.
No.
Because that would cost money.
And they're already, by the way,
require discovery.
I want to throw a couple things out there in addition to what you're laying down, Bradley.
Yeah.
First of all, Marty Singer is the attorney of record for the Kardashians. So, like, he takes care of all the Kardashian affairs. He is the one representing the Kardashians when it comes to Black China, etc. I just find this interesting. I just want to point this out.
Yeah.
This is a case involving, not even a case, this is an incident involving Tristan Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
He, in and of himself, by his own right, is a celebrity
mm-hmm.
without the Kardashians
mm-hmm.
because he's a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it of interest that the lawyer that is being used in this incident is Marty Singer.
Yeah.
Which just tells you this is being pushed by Camp Kardashian. Right?
It certainly could. I mean, I think nothing goes undirected
right.
on some level. Now, there's a whole other side of the story, which we'll just have to get into later, because I didn't even get to the point where Sydney dropped. I mean, maybe I can just tell you now.
Yeah.
Sydney dropped some texts. Well, they weren't texts. They were DMs from Instagram alleging to be from Khloe Kardashian.
Oh.
A screenshot. And they say, so this would be a direct message from Khloe,
mm-hmm.
Tristan's lady,
mm-hmm.
to Sydney Chase, mm-hmm. the lady who claims she slept with Tristan while he was with Khloe.
Mm.
Quote, hey, Sydney, this is Khloe, blah, 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 redacted. Next notification, I would appreciate if our conversation can remain confidential. Prayer emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what this says is Khloe is in communication with
yep.
Sydney Chase. And clearly it's not necessarily like stop saying things or I'll sue you.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds very much to me like she's like, just don't talk right now.
Right.
Which totally makes sense. Why?
Because of the Kardashian space-time continuum, as we mentioned earlier. Everything needs to be controlled so that it is released at the proper time, such that it helps advance the Kardashian narrative as they tell it.
So to me, it says Khloe knows about the cheating. She's not responding to the cheating until it's advantageous for her. And maybe she already knew about the cheating, and we don't know what any of this means for their actual relationship, if there actually is one. But I'm far more interested in the fact that here we have a Kardashian trying to suppress a story that just goes back to our initial theory that, you know, as long as it's not on the calendar, it's not going to be a part of the public mm-hmm. conversation. So until we get there, I don't think we're going to hear much from Khloe. In the meantime, grab your popcorn because
yeah.
this Sydney and Tristan experience through Marty Singer, you know, aims to be somewhat explosive.
It's going to be tasty. Put your feet up. We will guide you through
yum,
it.
Yum, I've even got my floss ready.
Awesome.
Because of all the popcorn
all
I'm
them kernels up in your gums.
Yeah. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert after this on My Talk 107.1.